This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuegbo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We shall never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. There is nothing, I repeat, there is no power like the power of prayers. I want to talk on the amazing power of prayers. It's terrible. It's wonderful. It's great. The amazing power of prayers. I just want to give a little talk about it. Just a little. If you want the full message, you can order for the tapes, for the CDs. Your life will never remain the same again. Of course, you know the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. Have you ever thought about it? Why we should pray without ceasing? Okay, let me go quickly to the book of James, chapter 5. I'll read from verse 13 down to 18. James 5:13, hear what the Bible says. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is anybody, the Bible says, is anybody among us afflicted? The solution, the antidote to it is prayers. Is anybody afflicted? What is affliction? Affliction, the definition has no end, because it covers everything that has to do with problem, sorrow, bitterness, sickness, poverty, disgrace, failures, and the list continues. Is any among you afflicted? The Bible says, let him pray. It didn't say you should cry. It didn't say you should start running up and down. Is anybody afflicted? The Bible commands, the Lord commands, go into prayers. The awesome power of prayer, the amazing power of prayer can change any situation. The church, the believers, the children of God are yet to discover the power of prayers. Prayer was a dead business in the church when I wrote the dangerous prayers. The dangerous prayer is not me. It was the Lord who gave me those prayers, because I paid the price of prayer without knowing that I'm paying a price. and the Lord gave me that prayer. There is no prayer like it. There is no prayer like the dangerous prayer since the world began, and there will be none like it by the grace of God Almighty. It is not my prayer, it is the Lord's own. He owns it. But he has to use me like he used other servants of God to write the Bible. That's the prayer that if you pray, situations cannot and will not remain the same again. The amazing power of prayer. How can you explain that a man lifted up his son and commanded the son to stand still? A man that is not a priest, he's not a prophet, he's not a pastor, he's not a bishop, he's not an archbishop, but just a soldier by name Joshua. Joshua stood up and lifted up his son and spoke to the son and said, "Son, stand still. I don't want you to move again." Come on, that's the kind of man I want to be like. Of course I am. And that's the kind of man you want to be like. Today we are in the church gossiping and telling stories and crying like Chihuahua. Crying like Chihuahua. All we want, make noise, make noise. Noise without power. Noise without an iota of power. We are using the craftiness of men to preach the gospel. We are just using it. We need power. You need to listen to my message on power. You just need to listen to it. Prayers. There is no power like it. There is nothing that prayers cannot do. There is nothing in the whole universe. No situation that prayer cannot change. The Bible says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." If anybody is afflicted, the solution is prayer. All the Bible says you should do is to pray and nothing more. When you pray, situations will change. When you pray, things will change. When you pray, if you continue in prayers, you will change those situations about your life. The moment you turn to prayer, that is divine communication with God, or to rebuke the devils. The moment you continue on this, things will never remain the same again. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? We pray because if we want to worship God, it's part of prayer. It's either to worship God, to bring your petitions, to challenge the forces of darkness. There are so many reasons why we pray. So many. According to our differences. Our different desires. Who do we pray to? We pray to God and to God alone. We pray to God alone. There is no any other God we pray to but Jehovah, God Almighty. That's the God we pray to. We pray in whose name? In the name of Jesus. We don't ask any other person to pray for us, to pray to Jesus or this. Pastor can pray for you. Somebody can lay hands on you and pray. But we don't pray through. You cannot pray through my name or through any other name. The Bible says there is no any other name given unto men. That's the Bible. There is no any other name in the whole universe given unto men whereby we shall be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 14, he said, in my name. He did not say pray in the name of any other. Don't pray in the name of any other, but in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Of course, you may want to see it in the Bible. Go to the book of John. Yes, quickly. John chapter 14, I'll read verse 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye shall ask anything in my name. name, I will do it. Don't ask in the name of any other. Ask in the name of the Lord. There is nothing in this world that prayer cannot do. There is no situation. He said in James 5:13, if any of you is afflicted, let him pray. Is the devil afflicting your marriage? Prayers. Are you in trouble? Prayers. Are you sick? Prayer. Are you of age to get married and you are not married? Prayers. I've seen that. Oh my goodness, I cannot. If I begin to share testimonies on the amazing power of prayer, you will say this is not true. Could you believe a lady just came to see me? She says she's not yet married and age is not telling on her. And October has gone more than half. And I prayed and said, by December, you will spend Christmas, the day called Christmas, you will spend it with your husband in your own house. How possible? How possible? That's prayer. Because somebody will say, how possible? October has gone more than half. So let's say we have the full month of November. Then December 25th. That's 25 days. 1 month, 25 days. And the remaining few days in October, when she came, let's say 2 months. 2 months. Can God arrange marriage for a girl who have no suitors? Nobody has ever said to her, I want to marry you. Can God arrange marriage in 2 months and the husband or the suitor to be, the husband to be, will now do everything and get married and wed within 2 months? Of course you tell me it's not possible. But it happened. I told the girl, you get married and you spend Christmas in your own husband's house. That day that is called Christmas. Well, after that, I never saw her again because she's not a member of our church. But when I traveled and came back, my pastor brought an invitation and said that they have married. I said, are you wedding somebody here? He said, no, there's a lady that came. Look at what she said. She came here. You prayed for her. October has gone more than half. And she's getting married on the 22nd of December. And guess what? A reverend gentleman is marrying her. The man came and said, I am not interested in boyfriend and girlfriend. Age is not on my side. And I made up my mind that I'm going to marry this year. So it's you. It's you that the Lord is leading me to. Of course, the lady accepted. They wedded 22nd of December. The word of God is A and Amen. When we pray in truth and in spirit, we change situations. Situations. Prayer, it can change any situation. There's a man living in Festac. Let me mention the name Festac, where he's living. He was working in Federal Ministry of Housing. He came and said that they've been posted to Abuja. He wants to go to Abuja. But he has two sons and he needs a maid that will take care of the two sons. I should pray for him so that God will give him a good maid. I say, what of you talk of maid? What of their mother? He says, it's a long story. A long story. I say, I'm all ears. I want to hear. He says, it's a long story. He married two wives. First one divorced. Second one divorced. Both of them left him. Now he wants a maid to take care of his two sons. Listen, there is no problem without a devil by the corner. When you chase out the devil, the problem will fix itself. I'm a life coach. I am a life coach. That's what the Lord made me to be, by his grace. So there is no situation that cannot be fixed. You break it, my God will fix it. You break it, you destroy it, my God will fix it. And I said, I want to hear. And he told me the story of what happened. And he has joined a new church, and in the church he went for counseling, marriage committee, and they told him he should not marry again because he has no luck in marriage. I say, what? You have no luck? Marriage is not by luck. There is nothing like luck in marriage. It's not by luck. For crying out loud, for God's sake, if you are not a marriage counselor, don't counsel married people. That you're a pastor does not mean you must know everything about marriage. Don't counsel marriage people. When they come, refer them. Tell them to go see so-so person. That's not your area. You don't know it. Tell him, they told him he has no luck in marriage. He shouldn't get married. I I tell him, no, your wife will come back. This is the month of May. By June, your wife will be in your house. He says, which of them? The first or second? I say, I don't know. God knows. But this is May, June. Body to body, mouth to mouth, your wife will come. And you are not going to look for her. She will knock at your door. And you will say, come in if you are in the good looking. That's exactly the way you're going to say. That's the exact word you're going to use the day she will come. And she will open the door. You will just jump up and rush to her. Grab her and start kissing her. And welcome. That's how your marriage is going to be restored. He said, sir. He laughed. After I did the prayer, he fell under anointing. You know what? But before then, he said, sir. You know what you're talking about? We were living in Ajegunle when we got divorced. She ran away from while I was in Ajegunle. But now I have moved to Festac. How will she locate me? How will she know where I am? I said, there is one that is called the Holy Spirit. He knows every address in the whole universe. He knows places where there are no address. He knows every location. He has the bearing of everywhere. He makes a way where there is no way. He knows the way of everything. He will bring your wife to you according to my word. This is May. June it will happen. And that's it all. That's it all. And I talked to him. And what happened? That's the way. I said, go. Guess what? By the month of June, the woman came back. The month of June, she came back. I had somebody came to me and say, a man was sharing testimony in our church and he mentioned you. I'm talking about the amazing power of prayers. I don't know what you're passing through. That woman came back. And the day I went to visit them, oh my goodness. The man said to me, sir, did you see? I am tying the same wrapper with my wife. The day I was in your office, you prayed for me. You told me that the day you visit me, that both of us will tie the same wrapper. And sir, look at it. We are tying the same wrapper. I say, well, I didn't know when I told you that. But this is June. She's back. Who brought her? When I came, she said, honey, can you come? That man that prayed, the pastor that prayed, and you come back. The man is here. I'm talking about the amazing prayer, amazing power of prayer. I don't care what your problem is. Pray, it will change. If you cannot pray, come, join us. Join us in prayer. We have two things doing in our church. Only two things. We have the word of God, we have prayers. We have the ministry of the word, and we have prayer. These are the two things you will gain in our church and deliverance totally. It's a full package. We have no time for gossip. We have no time to listening to the rudiments of men. We don't have time for all those things. So if you are ready to pray and change your situations, if you are ready to pray and change your situation, then join us in this church, Perfect Will of God Mission. And your entire life will never remain the same again. That is the reason for this. The power of prayers. It's amazing. That's the only power that God gave us, that we can change situations. We can bind. We can lose. We can change things. When you get the full message, you can hear all about prayer. I'm just trying to tell you things, make you understand that you can change every situation. The dead come back through prayers. The lame walk through prayers. I pray for a girl that was born lame, no leg. That one was even in my own village. So it's not something you don't have a base. It's in my own town. No, she was born lame. But she was praying for that crusade night. In the morning, she woke up with two brand new legs. The amazing power of prayer. Can I just say a word of prayer for you? Oh no, let's leave it when you come to the ministry. When you come. So that you can see what God is doing in the life of people. Let's stop pretending. Let's get to the truth of the matter. God can change every situation. But nevertheless, I prophesy unto your life, situations cannot remain the same again. If you believe it, I don't know what you're passing through. I don't know. Michael Fable does not know what you're passing through, but I stand under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I know you're listening to me through a media. I don't know whichever thing you're listening, but you must be listening to me through a system. And I stand here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever you are passing through right now, God will change it. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. The amazing power of prayer. God bless you. Continue to listen in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you this very Sunday. I want to see you in the church. God Almighty bless you. Amen.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God. And I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Perfect Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.